From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Should I be worried about this? Minus four's a bit, and butter at minus nine, and whole milk minus three, and skim milk at minus five. That doesn't look good to me.
It's not good, but I would temper some of that some of that commentary. So yes, this is the global dairy trade auction overnight, and it's a weaker one. So as you point out, a 4.1% fall in the price index, which is not an insubstantial fall. So in the last eight auctions, we've only had one positive outcome for the price index, and this is the second largest fall you've got yet, second largest fall over those eight auctions. And as you say, skim milk powder down 5.2, whole milk powder down 3.3, butter toppled quite a bit, 9.1. Well, at both, what I would say, Mike, is that at both the price index level and the individual commodity level, you know, the weakness that you've seen over the last sort of 3 to 4 months is coming off historic highs. So you're still achieving good, strong price levels despite the recent weakness. So, I mean, that index, at the index level, at the consolidated price level, it's still the highest we've seen it at since 2014. Skim milk powder and whole milk powder also at very high historic levels. So I think that tempers some of the sort of initial shock at seeing a 4.1% fall in the index. The outlook is also still promising. Global supply is still being affected by high input prices, things like feed and fertilizer. So you've got lower global production. But Mike, there is something happening on a broader level here. And interestingly, just overnight, I saw a chart released on commodity prices and the fact that we've seen a normalization in commodity prices, particularly food commodity prices, over the last quarter. So I'm talking about things like soybeans, wheat and corn. The prices at the end of June were all lower than they were at the end of March. So some of the heat has come out of food commodity prices in the last few weeks, and contributing to that are concerns over growth. But we'll wait. One thing I will wait to see is I want to wait and see some of the detail for the global dairy trade auction, see what's happening with China demand. Another positive overnight. You know how yesterday I said the Kiwi dollar was flirting with the 62 cent level against the US dollar? Well, we've seen general strength in the big dollar, in the US dollar, overnight, and that means that 62 cent levels has scuttled, and we're now down at 61.40. So it went straight through 62 cents, went down to the low 61 cents. So that's good news for exporters. Unfortunately, it doesn't help imported inflation, though.
Correct, or people who want to travel. Confidence.
Well, yeah. So quarterly survey of business opinion. Now, so the key takeaway here, Mike, is that this survey has confirmed the downbeat mood that has been presaged in the higher frequency surveys, the monthly surveys that we've been talking about sort of relatively regularly. So business confidence at its weakest level since March 2020 also very much confirmed the very well publicized issues of rising costs, higher interest rates, and a crippling shortage of labor. So just quickly have a look at some of the numbers. One positive number, a net 1% of businesses reported a decline in their own trading activity in the June quarter. That improved from the March quarter, which was minus 7. March quarter, Omicron affected, so more people are back at work over the June quarter, but a net 62% of businesses expect a deterioration in general economic conditions over the coming months. That was at 34%, so big lift in negative expectations. Their own trading activity fell from expectations of their own trading activity fell to minus 11 from plus 5. The services and building sectors, they're very downbeat. 71 and 70% respectively expect worsening conditions. Architects reporting a bit of a decline in housing construction activity. Interesting to see how that feeds through. Forward profit expectations are falling. So if you make lower profits, that affects your investment and ultimately your employment intentions. There is a real risk here also that inflation expectations are going to get sort of very much entrenched. So you then get wage, you get cost rises, and that moves into price rises, so you get that spiral. I suppose to try and summarise it all, Mike, we've talked before about the tricky path that we've got to navigate through this period and avoid a hard landing. Nothing in this survey suggests it's getting any easier. And all in all, you're getting a picture of faltering expectations of activity, high inflation expectations, really tight labour markets.
So yeah. But apart from that, really good. So what are the, what
wonderful
are the numbers?
Wonderful A. Happy Wednesday.
Jeez.
Happy Wednesday. Numbers. I've got a little bit of good news coming up for you in the numbers, though, Mike.
Okay, lay them on me.
The Dow Jones might be down 426 points, which is 1.3%, 30,670 as we look at it. The S&P 500 down 34 points, about 0.9%, 3791 there. And the NASDAQ, though, is up 65 points, 11,193. FTSE 100 overnight fell 2.8%, so pretty hefty fall there, 200 points, 7025. The Nikkei was up 270 points yesterday, 26,423. Shanghai Composite, 3404, no change. ASX 200 gained 0.25%, 6629. And we gained almost 1% of the NZX 50 yesterday, 10,965. Kiwi dollar, 0.6146 against the US, 0.9068 Aussie, 0.5993 euro, 0.5149 pounds, 83.41 Japanese yen. Gold has fallen a fair bit, $1,764.99. But get ready for this.
Here we go.
Brent crude.
97.
Not quite, but you're directionally in the right way. 101.64. Take it.
Fill up. All right, mate. You have a good one. Appreciate it very much. See Andrew Kelleher from JMA Wealth.